Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Handling business in the aftermath of the death of a loved one. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. When a loved one dies, regardless of age, you fall into a mentality that fits your emotional state. You think, shouldn't the world stop for a moment and acknowledge the absence of this person? It's as if you want an extended moment of silence that lasts for however long your grieving period is. But we know that doesn't happen. In my experience, hiring a geriatric care specialist and an elder law attorney provides the opportunity for you to take a deep breath and find solace during dark, difficult days. This approach also allows you to begin the process of making smart money management decisions regarding bequeathed assets. Do you have an end-of-life checklist? This is what you need to have on hand: the name of the accountant, address and phone number, the bank and or credit union accounts with institution name, account numbers, and information on any safe deposit boxes. You need to have a list of pension plans, life insurance policies, and real estate, along with policy numbers and contact information. You need to have the stockbroker's name, address, and phone number. You also need the names of beneficiaries, their contact information, and policies assigned. And you need all deeds, stock certificates, investment, and retirement accounts. You need all of this in the midst of grieving. That's the reason why you need to put together your end-of-life checklist now. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.